Governor Jared Polis has condemned the killing of a 22-year-old who had called police for help after crashing his car. After meeting privately with the parents of Christian Glass, Polis told KDVR, quote, "This tragedy should have never happened." The Clear Creek County Undersheriff Bruce Snelling said in a Colorado Public Radio interview yesterday that the reason the deputy used deadly force on 22-year-old Boulder resident Christian Glass was because he was afraid Glass was going to stab a marshal out of the broken car window. A Clear Creek sheriff deputy shot Glass last June after Glass crashed his vehicle into an embankment and called 911 for help. Glass's parents came forward about the incident earlier in the week and are seeking accountability for their son's death after receiving body cam footage covering the incident. Glass's family say the officers should have never escalated the situation where deadly force was considered. The Colorado Transportation Commission approved an updated 10-year list of transportation projects at its meeting yesterday. The updated plan prioritizes rapid bus corridors through Metro Denver over widening highways like Interstate 25 through Central Denver and C-470 through Lakewood. The Denver Post reports Republican candidate for governor Heidi Ganahl announced her own transportation plan yesterday, shortly before the commission convened for its vote. Ganahl said she wants to supercharge transportation legislation passed last year by nearly doubling the current $5.4 billion in spending to $10 billion over the next decade. State education officials have found a pattern of rights violations targeting disabled Black boys who participate in specialized education programs in Denver public schools. KGNU's Kira DeMary has more.
A Colorado Department of Education investigation found the Denver School District sent Black male students to special education program, known as Effective Needs Care, at 4.5 times the rate of their other students. Chalkbeat Colorado reports the investigation came after complaints from Black parents who say teachers sent their kids to centers without proper evaluation where they remained due to inadequate monitoring or for progress. The state investigation found a long list of irregularities and violations in the programs over a 1-year span, including staff with insufficient licensing, high turnover, and a lack of student evaluations. The Colorado Department of Education has ordered special education staff at Denver Public Schools to submit a corrective action plan and complete a series of trainings. For KGNU, I'm Kiara DeMari.
Bus assistants in Cherry Creek have voted unanimously in favor of unionization. KGNU's Jack Armstrong has more.
Cherry Creek bus assistants have become the latest workers in Colorado to unionize. Votes certified yesterday show the workers voted 100% in support of their union bid. The bus assistants work with special needs students in the Cherry Creek School District. Colorado Education Association President Amy Baca-Olert says their advocacy will allow further retention of workers during a time of staffing shortages in the education sector. The newly unionized workers now intend to negotiate their first contract. For KGNU, I'm Jack Armstrong.
A former motel that has served as an emergency homeless shelter since the start of the COVID-19 pandemic is closing today, leaving residents looking for a place to live. The Colorado Coalition for the Homeless had been leasing the Colley Inn Motel on Zuni Street in Denver to house largely disabled and elderly individuals, but the lease ends today. The advocacy group, House Key Action Network Denver, in recent weeks has urged the coalition's president to keep the hotel shelter in operation until the end of the year, while also securing safe and suitable housing for the remaining residents. The Colorado Coalition for the Homeless responded that it was not in a position to extend the lease, as the Federal Emergency Management Agency has phased out funding for the hotel and COVID risk and new and renovated congregate shelters have diminished. The Boulder County Parks and Open Space Department announced it will do a prescribed burn today at Rabbit Mountain's Ron Stewart Preserve. Prior to starting the burn, crews will determine if conditions are suitable and will also stop burning if conditions change or if the area becomes unsafe for any reason. The county says fire managers will assess fuel moisture levels and will continually monitor current and projected weather. The county says it will reopen the park Saturday. Today's weather forecast includes a 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms this afternoon for Boulder and Fort Collins, while Denver has a 20% chance of storms after 2 p.m. Today's highs will reach near 82 for Denver and 79 for Boulder and Fort Collins. Tonight, the upper metro Front Range region will have a continued chance of showers mainly before 1 a.m. Tonight's lows will be in the low 50s. The current temp in Boulder is 54 degrees. For KGNU, I'm Stacy Johnson.